Hello, loyal listeners. If you want to see Pork Fried Dice comics and animated GIFs, hear secret bonus behind-the-scenes content, and support us in the process,
just head over to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to us on Ko-fi. Every gold piece helps us keep Pork Fried Dice going.
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about alcoholic sludge and meeting eating halls. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I keep asking you questions. It's my fault.
But, well, there's this woman that we met. Her name was Carmen, and she had started to do the whole Camino. She started in the French Pyrenees, and this is like a month-long plus endeavor because it's 500 miles when you do the whole thing, the French Camino. And she was very candid about it when she was talking to us because she was nearly done. She's like, when I first started out, I was like, oh, this is going to be such a great adventure, such a fun vacation. And then she started on it, and she's like, I don't understand why I hurt and everything's hard. And, you know, and she bumped into these people. I think they were like Zen masters or something. And they're like, why do you think this is a vacation? This is not a vacation. And it finally sunk in, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is not why I'm doing this. And by the time we'd seen her, she'd had to stop her trip already because she got COVID. Oh. And then she came back, and that's when we met her, is on her second try to finish the trip. It was just so amazing. I can't imagine going and doing this trip alone and just finding random people to talk to, going to these hostels with beds, like 50 people in a room. Luckily, we were in actual hotels. We did the spoiled people version. But we finished the trail the day before she did. She came into town, and we actually got to see her on her last day, which was so cool. And I was asking her about herself. She was born in Romania, was living in Germany, and about to move to Switzerland. I'm like, are you a student? She's like, no, I work for a pharmaceutical company, but I'm also a yoga teacher. Like, oh my gosh, a pharmaceutical person, like a corporate pharmaceutical person who actually has a holistic view on things. And she was like 100% all about that. So that also gave me a little bit of hope about humanity. I'm not sure what the point of that story was, but anyway, she was an example of a person who's trying to do the whole thing and just by herself as a individual effort. And so I'm glad I didn't try that because that seems really, really hard. The end. Thank you. I like that I can see you in two frames, Eric, because then there's more applause.
There's more applause.
That's how applause works, right? It's a very visual medium.
Hello.
Hi.
Don't give me that look so early.
I've been giving it to you for the past 10 minutes. Your feet off of me.
Sorry.
You put your sweaty ass feet on me this whole time. That's why you want to lean over there. Gross.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. So, you guys have been in... Where have you been in?
Burngate.
Yes, that's right. Burngate.
Burngate.
You've come across this in your early adventures in Gully's End, and you happened upon it during the
fall season.
Blaze.
Feast of
Babe Fire.
The Week of Flame. That's right.
That's what I said.
As you were welcomed into the village, you were told that what was forbidden?
Metal.
Are we playing Mad Libs?
Yeah, I know, right? I guess this is the recap.
It is.
Well, like, what? I really am curious. Like, yeah, what if it was like a shiv made out of a toothbrush? Do they care about that? Is it literally? It was just metal. They said that's weird. That's weird. Yeah,
you didn't
guys.
Have to give up your. Well, I guess I don't know if it had metal on it. Your billy club.
That's true.
Roscoe still has his staff.
Yeah.
Earrings.
Unless it had metal on it. I guess the metal. It had a snake on it. Was
Did
it carved
just burp?
In a snake?
That is the stinkiest burp I've ever smelled. God damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nasty. It got all the way over here. You see how far we are away from each other? Yikes.
I can watch the burp cloud floating.
That's what it, it's
from
definitely.
From this frame to this frame.
Yuck.
So you gave up some of your metal and tried to hide the rest mm-hmm. on yourselves and made your way into the town. Very small little settlement here. There's a clearing in the center, and the middle of that clearing is dominated by a triple helix tree, which contains
flames.
Be more specific.
Of colors.
I don't even remember.
Be
any
differently
of those.
Specific.
The eternal flame of Bahamut. Oh.
That's right. The eternal flame of Bahamut.
Adam cheated.
Didn't say this wasn't open note.
Yes.
The tree Sorry. Is surrounded by multiple plinths, most of which are bedecked with apparent sacrifices of different animals.
Yes.
a point for you. And there were herbs being fed to the flames.
Like a Christmas tree is bedecked with ornaments.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Or garland, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A
tinsel.
Garland of plinths carcasses.
Were, yeah, tinsel, yeah. The plinths were bedecked with sacrifices.
Ew.
Bejeweled.
Such a
bejeweled, bedazzled.
Bedazzled, yeah.
What did you say,
You're
Adam?
Suck up!
Suck up, showing off in class like this.
Mm-hmm. Correct, Adam. That's 1 point for you.
Yay! Alex does not know what to say.
I wasn't sure who you were talking to.
That's a good way to approach life.
I'll make this clearer for you at recess.
All right, settle down. Settle down.
On the monkey bars.
Yeah.
Meet you at the monkey bars.
Yeah. Halfway. Monkey bar duel. Start in the middle. Go away from each other.
You can hang. We'll flip a coin. You can hang from your legs or from your hands. Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh, it sounds like a threat.
I think I would hang Well, man, that's a difficult choice because these muscles are the biggest in your body. So you
yeah.
can give a good kick.
And then
kick,
you could also punch.
But if you're hanging from those, then you're going to maybe hang on better and just punch him right in the wiener or something.
Yeah.
So that's what I choose. Hang from your butt. Muscle. Bend in half and hang from the ass.
Yeah. One cheek on either side of the bar.
Ow! Yes! Perfect.
Clench.
Get the best grip that way.
Good. But you weren't really you weren't talking to me anyway. Sorry.
Me?
He was talking to you.
I absolutely was, Alex.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna fight. 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 Fight.
Fight.
Fight. Okay, Adam already got his point. He's happy.
Okay.
You were shown to the guest bunkhouse, and then you were called to dinner via a bell.
Oh God, I do remember this.
On your way. Well, I guess it was more lunch. On your way to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Or supper,
school
I guess.
School theme continues.
Lunch bell. Lunch bell. Yep, exactly.
Cafeteria, yeah.
A few of you took a detour around the...
Dreamer's Den.
Very good. That's a point for Adam.
Point for KT.
Adam! Fuck you. Am I not allowed to get points or something? I haven't even tried yet.
You took turns to... listen at the Dreamer's Den. Will heard.
Bathwack, Bathwack.
Yes, that's a point for Adam. Very good.
Fuck.
Something is right. The name Bathwack. And then he went to lunch, where everything on the menu was made from or consisted of Abby.
Oreo cookies.
Oh, stop stealing my points. Oh, crap. Fish.
Can I answer? Now I feel like the nerd.
Chickpeas.
Closer.
How do I not remember this?
Eric!
You've already answered too much, Adam. You've already answered too much. Please sit down.
Teacher.
I spit a spitball at your face, Adam.
I thought
watch
that was
out.
A blow gun.
Yeah, I blow darted him. This is not school anymore.
It was something weird.
Acorns.
Peace cheese. Ugh. Acorns?
Acorns.
Yes! I gave him the spitball
right,
treatment and it worked.
A point for Alex and Abby. During the meal, it was declared that two of the party members were in fact lovers. Those two members were...
I know, but I'm not saying it. Because if I don't say it, then it didn't happen.
Well...
Yeah. And?
That was solution, so I didn't have to have someone's fingers
Cats
in my mouth. Face.
That wasn't the solution. It was so that your friend's so disguise
that,
wasn't
right.
ruined.
Because yeah,
he has a fake, illusory proboscis.
Yeah. The acorns would have fallen right through my snout.
You get a point, Alex,
the
even though
is, no,
Valencio
and
Kick.
Oh, yes.
Because it's all part of the ruse. Or is it?
Valencio and Kick. What the hell? All right.
A Kick has actually been disguised as Bathwax since the beginning of the campaign.
Holy shit.
It's cosplaying.
There's a various sensual exchanges of fluids that occur on both sides of the table. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Fingers. I think fingers.
They are sensual. Sensual.
The sensual exchanges. Yeah, I didn't say sexual. Sorry, sensual.
I heard sexual.
Oh no,
not seminal.
No, not seminal. Not sexual. Sensual.
But seminal in the sense of like
acorns,
like a seminal work.
Yeah.
Acorns.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll
sorry, boss.
What if I just bleep just that part so nobody knows what he said? Nobody will ever know if it was funny or not. Don't say it again! I'll have to bleep it too many times.
All right, a point for KT.
Yes!
And yeah, so people feed each other stuff or don't or really do and really, really do. And then you guys just decide to leave. You're like, fuck this. We're out of here. Peace out, yo.
I wonder why.
They have to call Serve Pro to come into that room.
Like a cleaning company.
Oh,
like after a flood.
Disaster.
A minor catastrophe.
Disaster. Yeah.
Or like a company that usually does like crime scene cleanup.
Yes.
Yep.
Sunshine Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Amy
yeah,
Adams.
That movie. Yeah. Saw that one.
And someone else famous.
I can't remember.
It's, what's her name?
Yep.
Cool.
Uma Thurman. Point for Abby.
What?
2 points for Abby.
That's such an I'm fascinated that was Abby's go-to actor reference, like woman actor. She was like Uma Thurman. What has
I was
Uma
thinking
Thurman
Pulp
been
Fiction.
In so long? Okay.
I was thinking Pulp Fiction because there's also like they have to call for
the wolf. Yeah.
So that's where my brain went.
Harvey Keitel.
Even though Uma Thurman wasn't involved in the cleanup.
And then you guys left and you all went into a tiny hut.
Yes.
And that's when Will told all of you that he heard the name of the former king of Gully's End.
The other thing that you didn't mention is that I remember there were two weird children, because that's like the last note I have, with flower crowns going into the meeting house. And I told Shimi to go in after them. I remember that because it's in my notes.
Yes, you told Shimi
Wait,
to go
the
after
meeting
them.
House the same as the
food
where
house.
We were eating?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when we ended the session, I don't know if I actually said it during the session, but I was like, I think I said it afterwards too. I was like, were we supposed to be in there when those kids came in, but we were all just too grossed out and we left? And you were like, shit, okay, you see the kids, they walk by you and they go into the meeting house. And you're like, oh no, it's D&D. Oh. You did your typical answer like that.
Yep.
But
sorry.
I felt bad. I was like, oh no, was I supposed to? I'm not going to eat off people's
That's
fingers.
That's not how D&D works. You don't have to, you're not supposed to do anything.
All right, fine. Then fuck them kids.
Yeah, the meeting house, it's like the mess hall at a summer camp.
That's right. Okay.
What a cool area. We were drinking bug juice. Bug juice. Acorns and bug juice.
There's probably some bugs in there.
So when are we going to start your recap, Eric?
I know.
Tomorrow.
It's because he forgot. I had to remind him that I was like, you know that you're doing the recap. And he was like, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And he found out like today.
Really? You forgot?
Yeah, he forgot.
Oh, no.
You were so nice.
No, it's
to
totally on the calendar. I just never have to look at the calendar for that reason. I just need to know when we're playing.
Yeah.
So I just look. All of those are a specific color in my calendar that matches nothing else. So I don't have to read them. So I just said, oh, there's a green bar on this day. That's when we're playing.
But at least I reminded you, so you at least did something. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember a lot of that.
Thank you, Eric.
So.
Yep, no problem.
Nice. And it was a good recap, too. It was very interactive.
And like, yes.
Designed that.
So, Adam, how many points did you get?
14.
KT, how many points did you get?
Fuck school, I'm out. They've been laughing since I can remember. But they're not gonna laugh anymore. It's Goofy Movie. It's another Goofy Movie reference.
Wow.
I could have. You just wanted me to keep it.
Yeah.
No more Maxie the Geek. No more Goof of the Week like before. No more Algebra Test. Okay, I could do. You know I know that.
I know.
Another movie on the list. Dang it.
It should be already on the list.
It should be on your list.
If it wasn't, that is deeply offensive.
I heard myself say to you, you said Goofy is your favorite character. And I said, well, how have you not seen a Goofy movie? And you know, I don't give a fuck about Disney movies. I don't like Disney as like a rule.
I'm just worried. I'm so suspicious of like a modern day retelling of my favorite character.
It was from 1995.
Modern day? Are you kidding me?
Oh, Abby, you're so old.
It's from 1995, I believe.
Yeah, it's old. Like I saw it as like
so
a
maybe
preteen
that,
or early
maybe that's
teen.
Modern, I guess. As
it
goes.
Is modern. I was too grown up
no,
to believe.
Abby, I've already said this,
well.
But you should see. It's very touching.
I know you
it's
have.
A great
I think it is on my list
movie.
Already.
It really mm-hmm. is like
with great
it's
music.
A great list summer
of
movie, end of
good
school
movies.
Movie. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and yeah. Cinderella 2.
I don't know that at all.
I hear that's the thing to see.
What?
We talked about this. It's a Gen Z thing.
Oh, yes. I thought, well, Paddington 2 just came
video.
Up because of that other one.
Direct to video.
Yeah, Rob, probably, right? Cinderella 2's got to be direct to video.
It's got to be.
It is.
I don't even like the original Cinderella. Cinderella 2 is better than Cinderella.
I think it's a live version. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's not. It's not the. You're right. Okay, it's animated. Never mind.
Okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Well, you didn't interrupt anything. We haven't started.
Okay.
But I did my recap. You guys are in the tiny hut. And Will just said, you want to repeat it? Give a dramatic reading of your last line.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something
like... Well, like, come on. Give a dramatic read of it, though.
No. Because I can't remember what I said. I heard, like, something in there. Some voice in there. Like,
yeah,
I don't remember what I said.
But what did it... What did you hear it say?
Saying the name of the former king of Gully's End.
The deceased king of Gully's End.
Thank you. The deceased king of Gully's End.
Oh!
Yeah.
Who's that?
What does it mean?
Where did you hear it?
All right, listen. I'm not going to tell you if you didn't follow the conversation because I don't want you to run face first into something and knock it over and try to find out what's going on.
Over by the Dreamer's Den?
Yeah. But
is it poking around there?
Calm down. Yes.
He's the most calmest voice ever.
I know.
When we were poking around
the
there.
Bill knows that Bethwack jumps off of towers and shit. He's always like, he's like handling a bull, like Crocodile Dundee-ing Bethwack. He's doing this gesture. Trying to make you lay down. He's like, just don't be hasty. We're in the dome because Rafit, right? Like that's what we didn't emphasize. But the dome is
you're
like opaque,
tiny
so nobody
yeah,
can
yeah.
see.
It's no sound gets out.
So
and,
right.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh no, Roscoe was banging a pan or something so that
I
and
was
then right
banging a drum,
banging a drum to make sure that nobody could listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought you might want to know that, but also we need to come at this in a normal. Not giving everything away. Way.
I mean, maybe the dreamer's just having a dream about.
Oh, a sexy dream about
Bathwack.
But was he talking to somebody or she or whatever? Like, you just heard the name?
I just heard the name.
Okay.
I mean, did it sound like one of the slivers?
How am I? Oh, wait a second. I should check the person who talks to slivers a lot. Your Highness. Like, wouldn't you be the one that would know that?
I mean, didn't you talk to, I forget his name, the dead one.
I don't know. What's the dead one?
The dead sliver?
There's a dead sliver. Oh, the one we killed?
Yeah.
Did I talk to that one? I don't
think so.
Wait, was it? Oh, Savnok, right? Oh, yeah. He sounded really stupid. It didn't sound like that guy. I don't know what kind of accent that weird guy had. He was like, hey, I'm Savnok. No, it didn't sound like that. And I guess I heard them in the whatever they were called, the sarcophagi in the Amber Temple. Okay, yeah, I guess. Do you want me to do a history check or something? Not that anything is open. To know whether I recognize
I'm pretty sure
the
Will
voice.
Also heard Xantras as well before Bathwack got in the way or something.
When?
In the tomb.
Oh,
in the temple.
Yeah.
Tamblin, excuse me.
In the Tamblin. Sorry, I have to sign in. Do you want me to roll something?
Sure. Sounds fun.
Or you could just tell me, I guess, if it sounded like a familiar voice.
Oh, you're
not
even in roll 20.
No, I'm signing in
you're
right
vamping.
Now. I'm not vamping. I told you
Abby's
specifically
either,
that I didn't have it. That I didn't
too.
Have it. On.
It doesn't
all right,
say
here
you are
I
to
am.
Me.
What do you want
oh,
me
I didn't
to
click launch game, sorry.
Yeah. There are too many clicks. I agree, actually. I so what pain. Do you want me
when
to
when you're only
roll?
Ever gonna be in one game ever on roll 20, you should just be able to log in and you're in the game.
Seriously.
Yes,
seriously.
Agree. Right. History check. Let's see, persuasion.
What
nope.
Was
I'm
the
trying to look at my high scored one. If I recognize the voice, like
oh,
if
right.
it sounded like a sliver.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Sorry to give you so much shit, Bathwack, because obviously we did all talk to. Well, if we're assuming the slivers are the dark powers, or we did hear that. The slivers
we
are the dark powers.
You know the names.
Savnok
the names
was a dark
up.
Power. Okay. So whatever, Bathwack. I didn't give you that much of an attitude. Just get over it. did you just the one that likes it? What do you want me to roll?
History.
Okay.
You said it.
But you didn't
lick it.
Say
I said yes. 17.
Seven goddamn teen.
You've never heard this voice before.
I have never heard this voice
it
before.
It sounded like a person.
Just sounded like a regular weirdo stuck in a box talking about a king somewhere. So let's calm down.
Did it sound like they were like yelling for help or like...
No.
Was there a tone to it? Like a any kind of... Did it seem like it had any meaning behind just the word at all? I learned that language have very many different uses. And not only just to say what word mean, but also what saying word mean.
Okay. I think, if I remember correctly, it has been a long time. I don't even think I wrote this down.
I thought you said it was just...
Shut up.
Before
was it calling or cursing or
yeah.
just muttering or
I think it
exclaiming.
Was a whisper. Was it a whisper?
It was whispering.
No. That's probably a good way to describe
I
it.
I think
heard.
It was kind of whispery, I think. Like, I don't
but
remember
it could be difficult
because
it was through the,
yeah,
the
I,
wall.
I had to roll pretty high to hear it, okay? So, you're welcome.
It seems to me... Drum, 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 drum. Well, it seems to me that if whoever's in that tent is dreaming and they're saying the name Bathwack, they're probably saying his name because they... need him.
No. Let's not say that aloud around this person. Guys, shh. That's what I'm saying about calm down. I knew this was already going to happen. No.
Maybe it's just their alarm clock going off.
Yeah. What?
Bathwack. Fast whack.
They're sleeping through their alarm.
No, I'm just kidding.
Guys, if you donate to us on Ko-fi, we'll make you an alarm sound. Whichever one of us and whichever character you wish.
Yep, we can turn it to your ringtone.
Yes, exactly. That's or your funny. Alarm on your phone. Just give us some money on Ko-fi.
So
I can do I'm just previewing some of them.
Perfect.
This should be a Patreon reward.
Yeah, you're right. That's fun. I would enjoy doing that.
Maybe they need us.
Maybe. Okay, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I was preemptively saying to calm down, because we're not just going to run. We're in a dome right now. We just have this information.
Do I look excited?
Roll to see if Kick looks excited.
KT is doing this
doing the Crocodile Dundee
their,
thing.
Like thumb and pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Hang 10 for surfers.
Yeah, Hang 10.
It's like Hang 10, but on its side. Sideways
Dundee. Yeah, it's Crocodile Dundee, but most people don't know Crocodile Dundee anymore.
Shut up! Everyone should know Crocodile Dundee. It's so peak 80s. Paul Hogan, I think, is a weirdo, actually. Yep. Yeah, never mind! I hate Crocodile Dundee.
You can Google Crocodile Dundee.
Will hates Crocodile.
If you don't know what it is. And then you can watch all the movies.
You should watch... No, just one. Just the first one. The ending is so great when they're calling out in New York, like, blah, 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 and they're sending the message across the... It's great! It's very 80s. It's fun. Okay, anyway, that's whack. Calm down. Again, here... Let's come up with a plan that doesn't involve everybody knowing that we're just invading this space that's obviously holy or stupidly important for some reason. They're trapping somebody in there.
Maybe we should wait until... Wasn't something happening tonight? Wasn't there something they were preparing for or some like sacrifice?
I think they're waiting for Bahamut to reveal to them what their final sacrifice needs to be.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe then we do something...
Yeah, it's probably worth waiting until right up to the point of a final sacrifice to do anything.
Roscoe. Probably... Roscoe, you're on the same page as me. So Roscoe.
Oh.
Do you,
so
yeah,
we should
what?
Go now.
No, calm down. Okay, Roscoe. I just hold out this hand like this. No, I don't. I'm not actually doing that. But calm down. Roscoe. Remember when you turned into that weird pig thing when we were in Baratoggle?
The boar.
Boar, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you change into other animals? Because I can, but I have kind of an idea, I think, of a way we can maybe potentially check out what's in there without anybody knowing that we are checking it out.
By one of us being the next sacrifice?
Sure. Why? What?
Why? That seems dumb.
No, not like a pig or some shit. I mean like a bee. Don't turn into the boar. That's what I'm saying. Can you change into other things? What if you changed into a fly or a roach or a mouse? Can you get in there? And what I could cast an illusion that you're just hanging out with us. Meanwhile, you've changed into this thing. Wait, can we do magic in here or no? Can we do magic in this hut?
In here?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it can't penetrate.
Okay.
You can't cast through it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Roscoe hasn't actually said what he can do yet. Can you only change into a pig?
Guys, I guess I should say there is something that I should admit. Which is that
see Adam smile.
I feel bad that I've been lying to you guys, but when I turned into the boar, I don't think it was Rafina that caused it. I think that was me turning into a boar, and I just feel like bad that I've been lying to you guys, tricking you guys into thinking that it was Rafina all along. Here I think, and I feel so bad.
You know what? I could forgive you. We all might be able to forgive you if you can change into something useful right now. No, Rafina, only if you can change into something useful, right? Right? We'll all think you're great.
I think I can.
Okay.
So he can control it, huh? All right. I'll just remember that. I'll put that in my back pocket.
Okay. But you have to forgive him and like him a lot if he does this for us.
I can't help but like him a lot.
Oh, well, that's a choice.
that's a choice.
So, yeah, what do you think, Roscoe?
I don't know why, but I can indeed change into the shape of a beast that I have seen before.
Okay, what do we
think?
Is that what you
need from me?
Yeah, as long as the beast is small, can you change into like a bug or a little mouse or something that you maybe could like burrow under the dreamer's den and get into it? Or
I could maybe I could transform into a sexy vole.
Sexy vole, sure. As long as the vole is small, you can be as sexy as you want, Roscoe.
That seemed like dangerous proposition.
Why, to you, Mo?
Just in general, to let Roscoe be as sexy as he want.
But he's a vole.
It's a slippery slope.
Mo, shh. Go out, go bang a drum. Roscoe's forgetting to bang the drum. Go bang the drum.
He might turn into a bee with huge ass. Okay, I'd bang drum.
BBL.
A BBL. A big...
A BBBL. Brazilian butt lift. It's all.
Oh, I don't know that. No.
Stick and move, stick and move.
A Brazilian... Okay, now I gotta look this up. A Brazilian butt lift?
How many butt lifts did you get?
Now, how many ads am I gonna get for Brazilian butt lifts now?
Oh, yeah, that's a dangerous
You already
thing.
Said it out loud, so... It's
Look,
too late.
There. It's right there. There's just like a.
Is it effective?
Ass. I think the person looked fine before. I mean, there's plenty of.
Should I get one?
Legit reasons for it, but come on, your ass is fine. No, what? Get out of here. Okay, yeah, definitely.
We'll talk about it off the podcast.
Okay. I'll turn into a vole. I'll turn into a vole whenever you say the word, and I think I should be able to.
Okay, and I will cast a What's spell the plan? To make it looks like you. Well. Okay, but also, okay, all right. Now I'm doing this to Roscoe. It's, no, I'm just...
No, he's asking what the plan is.
Yeah,
it's being
I'm just,
very...
Yes, he asked what the plan is, and Will, being a control freak, and also knowing some of the things Roscoe has done, puts a hand on Roscoe's shoulder, takes it off for a second, like, ugh, and then does it again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Roscoe, can you handle entering... I love Adam's blank stare. I really shouldn't have looked at him. That's fucking hilarious. Roscoe.
It doesn't translate to the podcast. I'm glad you said something. That doesn't either.
Roscoe.
It's just what KT said. It's just this blankest
blank.
Of stare.
Yes. Behind the scenes of Community, Ken Young would always do what they called Chang face.
Oh.
Would just be like, they would look over at him. And he'd just be like...
Yeah, the slack jaw. He is so fucking funny, that man. God, he's so funny. All right, anyway... I have three notes. What okay.
All right. So you were in the middle of giving the plan when
okay,
I made, when you slipped up at me.
Okay. I want to hear Roscoe. The plan. So let me just facilitate here because I'm always very helpful with this. What will be the reason for Roscoe to be a small insect?
So nobody can see them going to the dreamer's den. They don't want us even near it. They asked us not to approach it.
Oh,
so
you want me to go into the dreamer's den as a vole?
I thought you wanted him to infiltrate the
you
sacrifice information.
No. I don't give a fuck about this weird sacrifice. Like, first of all of this is a weird hokey show or something for tourists. I don't know what's going on here. But what I'm saying is, if we care at all, I'm trying to pacify... kick into not running into the building full force and knocking it over. I mean, maybe that'd be funny, but probably it would cause problems. And we don't know what these people do. So what I'm saying is approach the Dreamer's Den as a alternative form. So nobody's going to care if a vole approaches the Dreamer's Den. I mean, I guess if they squish you or something and you die, you'll just be Roscoe. I know how that works. So, you know, like just try to secretly get into the Dreamer's Den, and I will cast a spell. But do you think, Roscoe?
Yeah.
That you can go into the building and find and like stay on target and find out what's happening in there, and not like, I don't know, get really distracted or talk like a baby or so. I don't know. What do you, you do weird stuff sometimes. Can you focus on this? And while I make a little image of you that like, you're still here with us.
This is the longest anyone's ever had their hand on my shoulder.
I take it away again like this. Like, like it's like a hot stove.
There's a little mustard on it.
Oh, God. And then I put it back on his shoulder and I like subtly wipe it onto his shoulder. Like,
thank you.
I hover over your shoulder.
Yes. Yes. Will.
Okay.
If this is what you need from me, this is what I can do.
Do you want, I mean, what do you, I guess I, we could just leave. What?
Is it? Is anyone worried about Roscoe becoming the final sacrifice?
Oh, that would never happen.
I mean, do I worry about that?
A sexy vole on a plinth.
Well, let's have, we could have somebody walk over and kind of obscure the vole. Movements up until you're a couple feet away from the Dreamer's Den or something. You know what I mean? We can have. Wait, where's Shimi? He's not here. Mo. Mm-hmm. Nah.
What?
Rafina, you have a skirt. The vole can be under. Okay. That sounds weird because he is a person, but you do have your weird socks on. So what is he going to see anyway? Can he go under your skirt as you just kind of sidle over to the Dreamer's Den?
I don't see why it's a problem. I know I can't see anything under there. I've tried.
Well, voles are blind, aren't they?
Roscoe.
What?
Wait, what did you say? Voles are blind? Wait, are they? Are they blind?
No.
Blind is a vole.
Is a mole blind?
Moles have poor vision.
Poor vision.
I don't think they're blind, though. But voles are fine.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Voles can see.
Moles live almost exclusively underground. Voles are smaller. They're mostly above ground. Okay, they burrow, but...
So, yeah, Rafina, they can't see. You're right. So, maybe... Deception.
I don't know.
Will doesn't know. Yeah, they can't see. You're right.
I could probably turn into something smaller than a vole. Now
sure.
That I think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
a fly.
Amoeba?
What is that, Mo?
It's like a little toad.
A little toad. You could be like a centipede or like a. What's a small animal? Will's like, I don't know. A flea? A flea that can jump pretty far, and they're very small and very annoying.
Where's Oscar?
A lizard.
He looks up at you.
Hey, boy.
That's actually perfect. Oscar could pee on the building and you could hop from Oscar to the building.
All right. I'll become a flea and I'll hang out on Oscar. And then he'll be my vehicle for getting over to the Dreamer's Den.
Perfect. You can, like, tell him to go over there and pee?
Oh, I guess I'm used to talking animals now. What the fuck? This dog is just a normal dog.
He looks up at you.
Fuck, Roscoe, tell your dog to stop looking at me.
Yeah, can you, do you have faith that you can, A, get the dog not to scratch you away, and B, that you can direct the dog to the right place?
Oscar and I are pals. Oscar would never scratch me away.
Do you need me to cast... Would you like to borrow my animal talking wand?
I don't need to borrow shit.
Okay. You got it. Or you don't got it. Because you don't want it.
Because you don't want it. All right. Do we do this now?
Best plan anyone's ever made.
Yep.
I don't know.
What is end of plan? Tried.
Huh?
What is end of plan?
He's gonna go check out what's in the Dreamer's Den, and I'm gonna hang out with Roscoe over here, and everyone else can just vaguely go elsewhere. And then he comes back, and yeah, fuck. How long is this hut gonna last? He could come back into the hut. Yeah, this will work.
Mostly expecting to look it up and see that it lasts 4 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I think we got this. Okay. Oscar, are you listening to me? I'm gonna turn into a little bitty flea. I'm gonna get into your fur. You're gonna walk from here to over there to the Dreamer's Den. Do you remember seeing it earlier when you were around us and I didn't forget that at all? Good. Good boy. When's the last time you ate?
It dies. It dies right now. It's a starvation. Fuck. And Will's like, me too. And he dies too. We both starve.
Wow, what a way for the show to end.
The show ends because Will dies. You guys can keep going.
The point.
That's very cute.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.